Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is my turn to talk. And I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. It's been a good day for me so far. Hoping it'll end the same way. And as always, whatever platform you're listening, be it live or the replay, welcome and thank you. Hey, Blood Ninja, welcome, welcome. Frank A, hey girl, welcome. Brina, welcome. Okay, and as always, I gotta upload my song. Give me a minute. Okay, so, hey, Minnesota, welcome. All right, Blunt, just so you know, I am dedicating today's song to you and Fair. This is for you and Fair. The outro song. So, you may not say that when you hear who it is. I'm sorry, I'm cracking myself up early today. So, anyway, all right, so. Is cussing really necessary? And I know we've talked about this amongst ourselves, some of us. Brina says, oh, that's still sweet. But yes, I do cuss. Shit is my, if we have a favorite curse word, it is my favorite curse word. But I tend to say crap a lot instead of shit, but I do say shit. Some people like dropping the F-bombs. Some people like dropping the MF-bombs and, you know, what have you. But is it really necessary? You know, do you, you know, cuss to make a point? Does, you know, cussing make a joke funnier? Are you considered a wuss if you don't cuss? And some people say cuss, some people say curse, you know, whatever. And Blunt says for emphasis, and Blunt also says, I think sometimes it's necessary. My favorite word is the F-bomb. Okay, so I personally think, hey Juju, welcome. And by the way, Juju, really the Lucky Charms donut. Yeah, we're gonna talk about that later. Okay, so but do you have to, okay, for emphasis, you know, for emphasis for what? you know, you can say, like Crazy said the other night, you know, get out of my house or get the F out of my house. You know, does one mean that you're more serious? Or can you just say, I said, get out of my house? Either way, you're telling the person that they have to leave. Does cussing make a joke funny or funnier? You have people like Sinbad who, funny as hell. He didn't need to cuss. You have Richard Pryor. He cussed a lot. He was also funny. Does a curse word make the joke funnier? Or is it the delivery? So, you know, whether you cuss or not, is it all in the delivery as opposed to the word? Can't you still get your point across without having to use what some people would call foul language? You know, let's talk about children. I've said before, when my son was younger, my husband and I made a point of not cursing around him. We didn't think that it was necessary, and we never, you know, curse at him. I don't think, me personally, I don't think it's ever necessary to cuss at a child. But that's me. What people tend to do in their homes, if they want to do that to their kids, that's fine. Only time I will get into your business if you're abusing that child or physically abusing them, whatever, then I am going to say something. But children tend to pick up words that they hear at home, and then they take them and say them outside. Some kids, you know, curse, you know, just because they're exploring, some people say. But a lot of times it's because they hear it at home. And for adults that curse a lot, some people say that it's because of stress. You know, that your life is just full of stress, and the only way to relieve that stress is because you curse. You know, but I, you know, just think that cursing is just something that you, if you do it, I don't think it's necessarily to do it on a constant basis. You know, and Blunt says, you know, I suppose, and Brina says, yeah, you could. Yeah, I do watch my mouth around kids, though. You know, and so let me ask this. If you're somebody that, you know, cusses or curse, again, however you want to say it, in front of your kids, are you going to get mad if somebody else curses in front of your kids? I mean, that's just a question. Are you going to get upset if someone else is cursing in front of your children? And Brina says, no, I listen to music with curse words. You know, I mean, because let me ask this then. Would you guys, if you are a parent or someone who curses in front of your own children or your relatives or whatever, and if another person's child came into your house, you know, for a play date, spending the night, whatever, are you going to curse in front of that child? See, Brina says, my son knows not to repeat it. I tell him he can't curse until he gets a real job. Okay. Okay, I don't use bad language around kids. So what if you curse in front of your children? Um, But your children know that you don't curse in front of other people's kids. And they ask you, well, you're not cursing in front of them. Why do you curse in front of me? What do you tell your kid? What do you, I mean, seriously, what do you tell your child if you know, they know that you don't curse in front of other people's children, but you curse in front of them? Isn't that kind of like a double standard? Isn't that a little bit of being a, I mean, isn't it? Brina in Minnesota both say good question. We do what they do. They do what they do. Yeah, you mean do as I say, not as I do. Is that what you're saying, Brina? We do what we do. They do what they do. Okay, but again, what do you tell your child? I mean, but is that a good answer? What do you tell your child? Well, why are you cursing at me, but you won't, you know, or curse, why are you cursing in front of me, but you're not cursing in front of them? Are you putting that other person's child above yours? Are you giving that other person's child respect that you're not giving yours? Because doesn't that all come down to respect? Whether you're cursing at a child or an adult, doesn't it come down to respect? Hey, GP, welcome back. Brenda says, all households are different. I don't know what I would say if he asks. Okay. Well, I want to read you guys. I have a couple of friends who, one of them hasn't been on the show for over a year because she's working a lot. But the other two, they listen to the show on replays, but they always see my topic and they'll, sometimes they make a comment. So one of my friends, who I've known since I was six, used to live next door to her. She says, totally unnecessary and very, very triggering and off-putting for me. My mother cussed us out every day, and it became a bad habit for me as a teen, young adult, and a hard habit to break. But with God's help, I was able to overcome it. It makes the joke less funny, and you are a wuss if you do find it necessary to make profanity your vocabulary. Okay, that's what one of them said, her text. And the other one said, no, definitely didn't cuss as a kid. My mouth is worse as an adult, but still not horrible. Most often out of frustration. With some adults, every other word is profanity. And my guess is it was like that when they were kids. So, what do you guys think about that? And it's interesting. Sometimes you have one parent that will, you know, curse and the other one doesn't. My mother would drop curse words every so often, sometimes more often than not. My father would always get on her about it, always. My father, he was not someone to cuss, but when he did, shit was the word of choice. But when he did cuss, you would look like, okay, something is going on because daddy never curses. You know, but as we get older, we tend to meet new people. We move away from the childhood home. We go away to school. We get roommates. We get married, whatever. And people, we tend to sometimes pick up things that we're surrounded by. And Blunt says, I think a curse word thrown in here or there in conversation is fine. I wouldn't do it excessively though. And Blunt, I understand that, but I'm talking about the people who are constantly dropping those words. You know, and like I said, there was a show that her show is not on. She doesn't come on anymore, but she came on once a week in the evening, and her show was actually it was good. She had, I mean, her show always had topics. It was mostly about relationships. But every other word that came out of her mouth was MF. MF, 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 MF. Everything was MF. You know, and she came on my show. It was a show that got out of hand. Like that show got out of hand that day because somebody said something that was very triggering to several people in the show. And she had the MS flying, and I kept saying, would you stop? You know, I mean, it was like everybody was yelling and screaming at each other, whatever. That was a show that just got away from me. But that's how she talks. It was MF, MF, MF. Donald, welcome. You know, and then there was another show that comes on. It comes on twice a month. It is a political show. And even though I disagree with a lot of the things that the host says, the topics were interesting, you know, but every time, you know, when he talks, it was always screaming. And the MF word, it was an MF, MF screaming it and MF and, you know, blah, 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 MF, blah, 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 MF, blah, 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 MF. You know, it was constant, you know, so between the screaming and the dropping the MF words, it's like, for me, I did a graceful exit stage left and I haven't been back, you know, and when I think about those shows, I'm like, those were actually good shows. I enjoyed the topic, but I didn't enjoy the language. It was not necessary, at least to me. You know, so again, do you need to cuss for emphasis? Is that emphasis necessary? Is it necessary to, you know, drop the F-bomb to make a point? Hey, Power Girl, welcome. You know, is it necessary? Is it necessary to have that F-bomb there? You know, so Jenny, you are new to my show, and I generally don't let new people on the panel. Because sometimes they don't follow the rules, and the rules are, you know, keep the profanity down, like down, and respecting the host, other people on the panel, and people in the chat. So he exits stage left. So that was probably a troll. But anyway, you know, Brina, I never really stopped allowing it. I never really wanted it because again, with my show, I just wanted a show where we can talk about, you know, like I said yesterday, where we can talk about different issues and what have you. And I just never thought it was necessary that you can still have a conversation without cussing. And after a while, for me, it is off-putting. And even, you know, when I cuss, you know, it's like, you know, well, you didn't need to, I say to myself, well, you didn't need to say that, you know, whatever, because it's not necessary. Brenda says, it's not necessary. I think it's important to consider your company too. If someone is on your show and they know you upload them, they shouldn't be cursing like that. GP says, I cuss a lot, but that's because I have a full-time job. You know, but I mean, I have noticed since being on this platform that people also tend to, just because you did it in that show, doesn't mean you can do it in this show. Just because you do it in this show doesn't mean that you can, you know, take that same language to someone else's show. You know, hey, fair, welcome. I've been on early morning shows where certain people will go in and they start, will start cussing, and the host has to say, not here. But those people, I've noticed, will are so used to cussing in other people's shows. So I guess it's just because you do it in your house doesn't mean you can come over and do it in mine. Oh, Fair, by the way, I told Blunt that my outro song is dedicated to you and Blunt, so the two of you. You know, so I, you know, is cussing necessary to make that point? And are, and do people cuss now, do you think, more so now than they did 20 years ago, 30 years ago? 100 years ago? Do you think that children cuss now, more now than they did 50 years ago, 200 years ago? How much does social media and the music that we listen to play a part? Me personally, I don't like listening to music with curse words. Why? Why am I going to listen to that? I don't like listening to music that uses an N-word. Why am I going to listen to that? You know, and it's interesting because when you look at television before, and I'm just going to say the word so everybody know what I'm talking about, a word that I don't like. Sitcoms are using the word bitch, and people think that is funny. I remember a time when that was a word that you absolutely cannot use, but you can use that. But they beep out the F-bomb. That doesn't make sense to me. Tell me how that makes sense. And Fair says, I cuss all the time. It's part of my vernacular. And Brina says, kids absolutely have more exposure to curse words. GP says, if my pastor at church cusses, then it's okay with me. I mean, but should it be? Should a pastor curse? But at the same time, he's human, right? And humans, I mean, we all sin. We all slip. Hey, shy lady. Welcome. You know, but you know, is that a valid reason to curse? If my pastor does it, then I mean, to me, I would look at my pastor like, seriously? That's just like saying, well, if my pastor is a, I'm going to say this, if my pastor is a pedophile, then it's okay for me to be one. If my pastor is cheating on his wife, then it's okay with me. Mr. Enigma, welcome. You know, so again, you know, I just question, the reasons that people curse. I mean, I can be around people that curse. I'm around people that curse all the time. Sometimes I think it's a bit much. Sometimes I block it out, tune it out, whatever. But is it really necessary? And like I said, when you're telling that joke, is it the word that's funny? Is it that cuss word that's funny? Or is it the delivery? Could Richard Pryor have been a successful comic if he didn't curse? Would Sinbad have been less successful if he did? So again, is it the delivery or is it the word that's funny? When you hear little children curse and people think that's funny, why is that funny to hear a child curse? I remember years ago, this must have been about 15 years ago, Maury Povich did a show and it was a show on kids that curse. It was more specific, kids that curse their parents. And this woman got on and she said, my son is 16. He's bigger than me. He is stronger than me. And he's constantly cursing me out. Maury Povich said, he wasn't always 16. He wasn't always bigger than you. And in terms of him cursing at you, that's something you couldn't control when he wasn't bigger than you and when he wasn't stronger than you. But then he followed up by saying, but even if your child is bigger, stronger, whatever, a child should respect their parents and not curse at their parents. Charlie says, I curse sometimes home in private areas, never in public. It turns me all the way off. I don't want to hear your conversation. GB says, usually parents are the biggest factor when deciding what words are okay to use. You are absolutely right. And Brina says, that's true. And kids are always listening, even when you don't think they are. They are. They are listening. Kids pick up things. And again, you know, I'm not a saint. I do cuss, but you know, I try not to, you know, but yes, we do get into the situations, whatever, you know, but at the same time I can, you know, fuss at somebody and instead of saying the F-bomb, I'll say, are you friggin' kidding me? Again, I think it's more the tone and the delivery than the word. Because if you're going to consistently curse at me, I have to block you out. At some point, I'm tuning you out. Fair says, I'm on this pirate ship every day. It's always the delivery. Hey, son, welcome. Shelly says, my kids couldn't say lie. They had to say he or she's not telling the truth. Fib. Shalady, we were talking about that last week. I don't like the word lie. I think it's very harsh for a child to say that. You're not telling the truth, or you're telling a fib. You know, but again, is it the delivery or is it the word? Do you have to drop that F-bomb? Do you have to use the MF? Do you have, you know, I mean, like I said, shit's my favorite word. Can I come up with another word? Usually I say crap. But I think that if somebody knows you're serious or somebody knows that you're playing, whatever, you don't need to curse. And like I said, we're living in a time now where our kids are watching TV, cable, all this other stuff. But on regular TV, on regular network TV, the word bitch, it's okay. But they're beeping out the F-bomb. I'm still trying to figure out how that is okay. Back in the day, it wasn't. So now you just got finished watching a sitcom or a drama and somebody calls somebody a B. Your kid's going back to school calling somebody a B. Next thing you know, your kid's in trouble. Or you dropping the F-bomb at home. Your kid goes to school. Dropping the F-bomb. You get called up to school. All of a sudden, your kid's in trouble. There's no way that you can say, well, you know, it's not a big deal. Well, it is. Keep that stuff in your house. And Brina says, nope, it's not cute to me. I mean, it isn't. It isn't cute when children cuss. I mean, it isn't. I think it's, you know, I'm looking at people sideways. But again, with how you choose to raise your children and what you choose to do, not my business. But doesn't mean that I still can't look sideways when I hear it. Just don't bring it into my house. And Shiley, hold on. I just want to read some of these comments real quick. Let's see. Shiley says, I cuss sometimes at home. Okay, probably never in public. Hold on. Not my thing, jump. Okay, it's the word for me. Chalet says it was a man in his 50s calmly throwing the F-bomb in Target. He was, whole time he was on his phone. It was disrespectful to me. Yeah. So, Shy Lady, welcome.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Hope everybody's having a wonderful first day of spring. But there's a trend or something on TikTok. My 19-year-old son, he showed me this TikTok. It was this little girl. She was probably around 3, I would say. And her mom had her on video telling her, if you could say a curse word and nobody was around, what would you say? So she said, I'm gonna leave you in the bathroom and you can say whatever you want to say. My son just thought it was hilarious, but I thought it was pathetic. But anyway, the little girl's like 3 years old and she looked at herself in the mirror and she's like, put her face like all the way in the mirror and she was saying, bitch, bitch. My son was in hysterics, but I think it's sad that these grown people with kids are exploding their kids like this. They think it's cute, but it's really not cute. You will impress me if you're trying to impress someone. You will impress me if your kid get up in the mirror and start saying some really long words and spelling them. That will impress the hell out of me. The bitch curse word, that's not impressive at all. Not one little bit. So I just wanted to add that 2 cents to me.
Okay, so Shy Lady, since I have you up here, do you think it is a generational thing? Do you think it's social media? Do you think,
I think a lot of it is social media, but they think it's cute, anything for likes, for clicks. But I'm not impressed. Like I said, your kid will impress me if they get up there and recite some poem and they're 3 years old. That will impress me greatly. That'll show me that they got a great future ahead of them. Cursing and all that, you 3 years old, that don't show me you have a good future ahead of you. Anybody could say curse words, but everybody can't, or at least a majority of the people cannot get up there and recite a long poem at a very early age. That's a rare thing.
Well, you know, you make a very good point, because a lot of people can cuss. You know, their kids can cuss and adults cuss and everything, but a lot of people can't spell. You know, a lot of people, you know,
true.
I know. So, wait, hold on. I'm about to say something. And I know that somebody on this panel is going to look at me sideways when I say this, but you know, people cannot spell, and some people, they don't say words correctly, but your child can get up there and say the B word, the F word, drop the MF word. They can do that perfectly, but everything else, no. So go ahead, Shy Lady.
Like I said, just because your 3-year-old can say, you know, MF or B, that's not cute. You think it's funny or whatever. It's not cute. You need to teach your kids the right words to say, because raising your kids to say that or talk that way, I just think it's not the right way. Anybody can do wrong. You know, doing right is more noble. And I take my hat off to people who are trying to teach their kids, you know, open up a history book, especially since they're talking about banning certain books. Open up a history book and teach your kid about who the great inventors were and let them know them by name. Let them be able to tell what their contribution was to this country. How about that? Impress me with that. Get on TikTok and have your kid talk about, you know, like I said, certain inventors and what their contribution was. Let's see how that goes.
No, I mean, and you make a very good point. GB says this conversation inspired me to be a stepdad. TQ says I curse to emphasize my sentences. I don't need to, but it helps the satisfaction of getting your point across, I guess. But again, you know, TQ, I said, is it the word or is it the delivery? Is it the word or is it your tone? Can't you get your point across with your delivery? Can't you get your point across with your tone? So is the curse word necessary? You know, and, you know, people who curse all the time, are they ever in a situation where they look around and think, maybe I shouldn't curse so much, maybe I need to pull it back some? Do people ever do that? So, okay, TQ says both. Sometimes, yes. You know, so, but I don't know. I, you know, again, you know, going back to the joke thing, one of the funniest people, you know, and I hate to even talk about this man, you know, because he doesn't deserve the platform, but Bill Cosby, you know, he was funny. He didn't need to curse. Instead, he was doing other things, but, you know, he didn't need to curse to be funny. It was not necessary. You know, there are people out there who are extremely funny, but they don't need to curse to be funny. And after a while, when people are, you know, they're trying to tell a joke and all you hear is F, MF, you know, B, you know, just all kinds of foul language, you know, are you laughing at the words or are you laughing at the joke? And if you are laughing at the joke, exactly what is the joke? Because you're cursing so much, I'm trying to figure out what the joke is. Yeah, fair. Like I said, you know, yeah, he was funny, but, you know, he was doing something else. You know, and Brenda says Bernie Mac, you know, again. You know, so again, is it the word or is it the delivery? Are we laughing at the words? And then TQ says, Will Smith doesn't have to curse in his raps to sell records. Yes. you don't. You know, so you look at the music that is out here and the cursing and calling, you know, disrespecting women, you know, and then, you know, you're listening to this and then your son, you know, goes out with a girl and it's okay to call her a bee or a hoe. Is that okay? You hear your parents fighting or, you know, whatever, and they're calling each other names. Is that okay for you to go out and you do the same? Just a question. Yeah, I'm not a Will Smith fan at all. But you know, again, it's these questions, you know, is it necessary to have a rap song and you constantly have to curse? Mike Lowry. You know, so again, it's you know, I say, is it the word or is it the delivery? And not just with the joke. If you're trying to tell someone to get out of your house, you're trying to tell someone, you're telling your kids to go somewhere and sit down. Can't you just say, I said sit down? You have to say, I said sit the F down. Is that necessary? Can't you just be a little, you know, more forceful in your words? You know, but I don't know. But I do believe that constant cussing is off-putting. Do I curse? Yep. And when I am around people who curse a lot, okay, if that's what they want to do it. But I think that if you have children in the home, you should think twice. if you're around children, if you're meeting someone for the first time, do you cuss a lot? I asked my husband, I said, so when we met, if I cursed a lot and I was just dropping F-bombs and MFs, whatever, when we first met, would you still want to date me? He was like, nope. He said, I probably would have gotten up and walked down on you on our first date. And I told him I would have done the same. But that's just me. I want to get to know you. I don't need to get to know how foul your mouth is. So I ask all of you, if you met someone for the first time and they're cursing left and right, would you stay with them? I mean, is people have different choices or whatever. I mean, some people say yes, some people say no. I'm like, oh, okay, but I'm just curious. Would you stay with them if you first met someone and they were cursing left and right? Would you stay with them? Or would you want to date them? TQ says, I made a song without cursing. I can't believe I did it, especially back then. Minnesota says, no. If you want to get to know me, check my police record. It's not late like to curse a lot, but I do. And Brina says, I don't mind it. Okay, but Brina, is there ever a time when it's too much? Okay, and then TQ says, I wouldn't mind it. So hey, Mayor Crazy. So when you say you wouldn't mind it, are you saying that you met somebody for the first time and you all are talking and every word that came out of their mouth was an F-bomb, MF, B, I mean, just cussing? You would be okay with that? And you're saying no, as long as they can control in certain environments. But so you're meeting someone for the first time. Do you think that it's appropriate to curse like that? And you're meeting them for the first time? I had an ex-boyfriend that would come pick me up from my job, blasting music like that. I had to tell him to stop, and he did. Oh, okay. All right. and Crazy says, I am going to be myself. Okay. I don't mind cursing. Okay. All right. I mean, everybody has, you know, people will do what they want to do, you know, people will raise their kids how they want to raise their kids. People will behave at the job how they want to behave at the job. I mean, everybody has, you know, everybody has their choice to do them. But let me ask this: does, as an adult, do you think social media plays a part in how much you do or do not curse or cuss? Is it cuss or is it curse? I mean, some people say curse, some people say cuss. Okay, and Crazy says, no, I don't. Okay, all right. Well, like I said, you know, everybody, you know, they can choose to do whatever they want to do, as long as it's not hurting other people. I personally do not think you should curse in front of other people's children. I think that's wrong. Even if you do, you know, curse in front of your own, I don't think you should curse in front of someone else's. Even if the person says, oh, no, that's cool, I don't think that you should. But kids do pick things up. So, but that's just my own personal opinion. I think one is formal and the other isn't. I've been a potty mouth long before social media. Okay, Shalee, what do you mean by you think one is formal and the other isn't?
I was saying you said curse. Is it curse or cuss? I was saying I think curse is probably a more formal way of saying like bad words.
Oh, okay.
And I think cuss is more like informal.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I have to ask because, you know, when you're talking and everyone's chatting, I'm like, okay, what question is she answering? Okay. And Crazy says, I do wash my mouth in front of kids somewhat. Sometimes it slips. So, Crazy, let me ask this. I'm going to ask Crazy, Fair, and GP, and, well, actually, I'm just going to ask the question over because I asked the question before some of you guys got in here. What would you say if your child said to you, why do you curse in front of me, but you're not cursing in front of someone else's kid? What if your child asked you that question? Why are you cursing? Why do you curse in front of me, but you don't curse in front of little Johnny or whatever? What would you say? He says, I used to say that to my mom. True, but really we'll set it eventually for the kids. And then what happens, they'll have a mind for their own. I know the most holy sailor mouth, Miss Danielle. So, I mean, I'm just asking, you know, what would you say if your child asks you, are you cursing in front of me, but you're not cursing in front of the neighbor kid? I mean, I think that's a valid question. And honestly, I would not have an answer because I would not know what to say. Why am I cursing in front of my own kid, but I'm not cursing in front of the neighbor's kid? When the neighbor kid comes over, I don't curse. But the neighbor kid goes home, I'm back to cursing. So, because I can't explain to you the difference. Also, they're old enough to ask, they would understand. What is the difference? Understand what? What am I understanding that you're cursing in front of me or at me, but you're not cursing in front or at the neighbor kid? Because honestly, I don't understand that. TQ says, my mom used to tell me because you're mine, I don't control what his parents do in his house. I understand that now. Okay, you understand that they're mine. Okay, you're their child. You're her child. But you haven't answered the question. That's not really answering the question. It's like, is it okay to curse in front of me? Like, are you going to respect your child enough not to curse in front of them? So does that mean that when your child grows up, it's okay for them to curse in front of their kid? Because my mom said, well, you're my kid, so I can curse in front of you. I mean, I'm sorry, but it truly just doesn't make sense to me. Because I'm not going to sit down and explain to every kid that I'm not saying to every kid. I'm asking for your particular kid. So, and I'm truly not trying to be difficult. I'm truly trying to understand. Hold on, Crazy. I don't think I caught you. There we go. I'm truly trying to understand what the difference is. Why are you cursing at me or in front of me, but you're not cursing at the neighbor's kid?
Well, you got to read that whole sentence instead of stopping and putting
you said, because I'm not going to sit down and explain to every kid the difference and why I cuss and they can't. Wait, hold on. I don't think he has anything to do with respect personally.
Whoops. It's okay. Not he, but.
Did I miss something?
Yeah, because what you said was, I'm not asking you to explain to every kid, but I'm answering your question. So why would not and cuss more? And believe me, I didn't stifle my cussing like all the way. I'm just saying that I might have been more, and it depends on how small the kids and how big they are. I mean, teenagers, I don't give a damn if I hear them kids over there at the tree, and I don't care how they are, anywhere from 6 to 12, and they're all saying all kinds of words. If you think I'm going to stifle myself, I'm not. Because they're not my kids, and they already know the words. Why the fuck, why would I, you know what I'm saying? So, like what I'm saying is that every kid that walks up to me, and the reason why I don't cuss in front of them versus why, and my kid asked me, I would say, okay, but do I have 5 minutes and 10 minutes to sit down with every child that comes across my presence to explain to them that I'm a grown adult and they're not?
Well, no. I'm not talking about explaining it to someone else's kid. I'm saying explain.
I'm answering your question. I'm telling you what I'm telling my kid.
Okay. All right.
But okay. I'm explaining to him that I'm not going to explain to every kid the same thing that I've told you. Now, I from my kid, from the time he was young, until now, my son cusses now, but he don't, like I said, not in public, not in nothing like that. So when he was kid, as soon as I knew that he could understand it, I'd be like, okay, you can't say that I can. I don't know about understand, comprehension, whatever. You don't say that, and certain things, you know, whatever, and I'm an adult. And I did say that, and I believe that's a valid reason. When you're an adult and you're of age, you can do certain things that you can't do now because you're a kid and you shouldn't do them. So if you give a child the tool to know when and where to do certain things, I feel like that's valid also for children, because I feel like they're going to do most of that stuff anyways, regardless. So, I mean, I taught my son, but what I'm saying is to him, when he's asking me, why do I do that or do this? Because I'm not going to teach everybody else's kids the difference. I taught you, you know what it is. I don't have time to teach every child that comes across my path that you can't go back to your mom and say F you and whatever it else is because your neighbor said it. I mean, that's just silly to me, but.
Okay. All right. So you do or you don't think that there is a respect factor when you curse?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't think it's a respect thing because I don't find cussing disrespectful. I think it's disrespectful when you make it disrespectful.
So would you go in someone's house and just start cursing?
If I'm talking to somebody else in that house, I probably would be cussing because I wouldn't have any idea that it wasn't that environment. And then if someone came and said, hey, can you... you know, because my mom, my dad, now, if I walk in and there's like elderly people sitting there at a table, would I walk in and be like, what the f- is up? No, probably not. But that's because I was also taught when it's appropriate and when it's not.
Okay.
I just don't think it's respect or not respect. I think it's just appropriate or not appropriate. And if you make it disrespectful, then it's disrespectful. If someone asks you to stop and then you continue, that's disrespectful to me.
Okay, so I don't think you were here when I asked this other question was, I said, is it the word, is it the tone or the delivery that makes your point?
The delivery? So if I sounded like, oh, solid, F you, solid. Or if I said, you know what, solid. And then I said that, which one would you take more seriously?
If you said, I know what, so, you know, whatever. I mean, if you're raising your voice without, you know, without having to curse at me, then I know you're serious. And this is what I'm saying. Is it delivery or is it the word? So is that curse
it's
word necessary?
It's always a delivery for me.
Okay.
It's always a delivery. Cuss words are not, I don't think it's a necessary thing either. It's not necessary, but it's also not unnecessary. So...
okay. All right.
And this is also situational, variable, all the goodies. All the goodies you can throw at it 100% of the time.
Okay. All right. So do you think that, well, okay. All right. I will leave it at that. I will leave it at that. You know, I just think And y'all know how I think. We were talking about this last Friday, whatever. But again, you know, I curse. You know, y'all have heard me curse, whatever. You know, I try. I do try not to, you know, but sometimes, you know, you do, you know, let loose. But I do think that, again, a lot of times it's not necessary. And when it comes to children cursing, I just really think that it's not necessary. And it's almost, you know, children repeat what they hear at home. You know,
they hear everywhere, though.
Yeah, true. But they spend a lot of time at home. And if you're going, if you, you know, say, oh, you know, Mrs. Jones, you know, she wears ugly clothes, and you're constantly talking about Mrs. Jones, her clothes, more than likely your kid's going to go out and say, you know, Mrs. Jones, she has on ugly clothes, you know, whatever. So, you know, but
I'll bet you I didn't do that. My dad cussed in my house, and I'll bet you I didn't. See, that's why I'm saying there's a difference between now and then. Then we weren't influenced by social media. It wasn't all around us. But as soon as I left that house, and you could say you're around your parents all the time, I'm going to tell you right now, I spent more time in school than I did around my dad. So, like, that's where I'm saying, like, they're going to hear the stuff anyways. What I think is a teaching a time and a place. And there's nothing wrong with telling your kids that they shouldn't cuss. If that's what you believe and that's what you want to teach your children, that's perfectly fine. Solid. If I walked up in your house, no, I know you already. I probably wouldn't walk around dropping F-bombs, because maybe if I was around you, because you know me, and I don't feel uncomfortable doing that, because I don't. Now, if someone finds loses respect over me for cussing, they just need to stop talking to me altogether. Because I mean, that I think that's silly to think that somebody has no respect for themselves or is disrespectful, like, if they cuss or how much they cuss or whatever. Now, if you're just walking all up and down the halls of, you know, the neighborhood, the town's like a nursing home, you know, dropping F-bombs and calling them all kinds of, come on. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. It's like back in my day, I heard it everywhere. Not just my dad. My dad was very, very potty mouth. But it wasn't just him. I mean, it was all around me, even the same today. The difference is even if at home you say something, they're going to go, social media, you're going to have to tell them what you want and expect and then hope that they follow that. But at the same time, make sure that you teach them, because they're still going to learn it, that if you do want to use those languages, colorful languages, maybe take my advice, you know, and don't use it in this situation, or maybe it's better in this one. You know, you can always say, look, you hear that person, the way they're talking over there, that is not the way you should handle that situation. That's perfectly fine to say to somebody, perfectly fine. And I can tell you that there's a bunch of situations where I shouldn't have been going off the way I was going, and I was. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say it's not necessary. To me, it's not necessary or unnecessary. It's a matter of that's the way I talk. I don't see anything different. I just don't see any difference unless you're starting to get, I mean, there's a line to cross. You see, there's a line to cross. It can get disrespectful and vulgar and stuff. It doesn't have to. A lot of people don't talk to me or don't come around because they don't want to hear all the F-bombs. That's perfectly fine. You have every right to leave my space because you know that I'm like this. But don't ever talk down about me or think that I'm whatever because I cuss. Because then what? I mean, that's completely inaccurate. Because okay. I can have a cool conversation without cussing. I choose not to. Most of the time.
And again, I say, however, you know, you choose to do that, that's fine. You choose to, you know, curse in front of your kids, that's fine. You choose to curse in front of your parents, you know, that is fine. The only time I will get into your business is if you start to abuse that person. You know, when it becomes, you know, then, you know, I am going to say something. So
well, that's different. If people are disrespectful, you should. I do too.
But Brina says kids can't overhear nothing. They tell everything. This is true. Because And usually when a kid tells you something, they're usually telling the truth. Just the adult is usually not telling the truth. So
they tell everything.
All right, and El Gato, welcome. So that's all I got, y'all. So Crazy, have any last words before I sign off?
No, I mean, I just not saying don't say anything, but also consider what you say to somebody and words that are being used, because even non-cuss words can be very disrespectful. So the fact that make sure that you don't prejudge somebody, which I've been had that a lot, you know, just because they talk a certain way doesn't mean that they don't, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have respect and all that stuff. So don't prejudge because of that, you know. Get to know them first before you dump them because every other word is F this, F that.
Well, Crazy, I can honestly say I have never prejudged you.
I know, not me.
I'm just saying I have.
I give warning.
I have never prejudged you, and I can honestly say that, like I said before, you're consistent across the board, and, you know, so, but
appreciate
anyway. Shy Lady, you have any last words before I dedicate this song to Fair and Blunt?
No, it was a good show. I liked it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry, Charlotte, you have something else you want to say?
No, I said that was it.
Okay. All right. So today's outro song is dedicated to Fair and Blunt. Milli Vanilli, Blame It on the Rain. Here we go. Or maybe not. Let's see if I can get this going. Are you guys hearing the song? Because I am not hearing anything. Okay. Here we go. I don't care what anyone says. I liked Milli Vanilli. Music was good. I liked the music. So anyway, y'all, that's the show for today. Hope to see you guys tomorrow, and enjoy your day or evening wherever you are. Bye.